Monk, Rozier, McCollum, Murray, and Russell, all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Tuesday, March 26th. We're talking DraftKings, and we're doing it after this. But first, hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. And follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. But the best thing you can do in DFS is sign up at Stochastic. No matter what you like, no matter what sport you're playing, weekly, monthly packages, sims, projections, ownership. If it's NBA for you, we're still running strong. If it's baseball for you, we're getting started on Thursday with everything I just mentioned. And you can find it all using the links in the description below. First up at number five, I have Herb Jones. Small forward, power forward, eligible, 5,500. Projected for 26. The goal is 31. He's in the winning lineup 32% of the time. I went 34 minutes. It's a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy. 11 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, 2.5 stocks. I like this matchup here against OKC because it's pace up for the Pels, even though the defensive environment not as ideal. You expect them to run their starters big minutes. This is a playoff-type preview matchup. Every game matters now for seeding. I think you're going to get big things out of Herb Jones. De'Aaron Fox is in at number 4, point guard only, 8,800, projected for 50. The goal is 49. He's in the winning lineup 32% of the time. Great spot. Bottom 10 defense for Dallas. Pace up matchup for Sacramento. 36 minutes for Fox, 1.4 DraftKings points per minute. 29.5 real points on 32% usage. 5 assists, 4.5 boards, 2.5 stocks. He's filling the stat sheet. The price tag is very reasonable, and the matchup certainly works. Trey Murphy in at number 3. He's shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 6,400, projected for 32. The goal is 36, winning lineup 32% of the time. Big minutes now, stepping into the starting rotation for Brandon Ingram's absence. 32 minutes, just shy of a fantasy point per minute. Again, same sort of matchup that we talked about for Herb Jones. 17 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and a stock and a half. You need the threes to fall, but you're willing to take that chance because of that shooting guard, small forward eligibility. PJ Washington in at number 2, power forward center eligible, 5,300, projected for 25.5. The goal is 30. He's in the winning lineup 33% of the time. That's a decent enough spot against Sacramento. Not the best defense, certainly a fast enough pace. We just need PJ Washington to make shots. He hasn't been able to hit the broadside of a barn for the Mavs so far this season, but we could certainly run it back today and hope those shots fall because he's getting them and he's getting the opportunity. Now he's a 0.8 guy. But 12 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, and 2 stocks for PJ Washington. If the shot can start to fall, he'll blow that 30% or 30-point GPP score out of the water. Well, my number one play for today is Austin Reaves. No LeBron James, so point guard, shooting guard, 7K. Projected for 36.5. The goal is 39. Winning lineup 33% of the time. Usage bump and assist rate bump for no LeBron James. 35 minutes, over a fantasy point per minute. Interesting spot against Milwaukee. They're like average defense, average pace. 20 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, and a steal for Austin Reaves. He's a little underpriced for not having LeBron James in the game, and you got to take advantage of that value. That's why he's my number one contender today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Tuesday, March 26th. FanDuel version is around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.